The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP, you can get them on the ODC.
Nope.
Okay.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah.
Odyssey. That one. Odyssey app is where all the old OPPs live.
Mm-hmm. Today we have Tiffany. She's pregnant, so congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's not fair for you to just slip it in.
Sorry.
Like you, okay.
But are you, I don't know, but she wants her husband to step up a little more.
Oof. Okay. Tiffany?
Yay.
We solved yours already. It sounds like he already did step up.
Yeah, I guess you'd say, maybe. But yeah, I am pregnant with my first child.
Congratulations. That's where that
Thank
goes.
You.
Sorry. Right
yeah.
there.
Slacker had something he wanted to say.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you be nice for a minute?
We're excited.
We have a pregnant woman on the line.
Okay, yeah, okay. Sorry. And how is he not stepping up?
All right. Well, okay, so my due date is coming up. It's like, you know, it feels like it's getting here so fast.
Okay.
And my mama bear instincts, so you would say, are like starting to kick in.
Oh, a little nesting happening, maybe?
Kind of. It's more like protection. Like, I just am feeling very, I don't know, protective over this baby that we, you know, have not had yet.
That makes sense.
I'm like that with my dog. I get it.
And so I don't know. I've been wanting my husband to get a gun to protect the family.
That escalated quickly.
We heard you correctly, to get a gun?
Yes. I want to feel protected in my house with my family. Like, I'm carrying this baby. I'm about to go through, you know, and deliver it. You know, that's my job, and his job is to protect the family. And so I would, you know, that's the least he can do is handle that for us.
Prior to this, you were not gun people, I'm assuming?
We didn't own one. I guess I didn't feel the need for it. Like, but now that I'm just, you know, I don't know, now that I'm pregnant, I'm just having a different feeling about the world, knowing that I'm going to have a child and we have to protect it and keep everything safe.
And so I'm assuming you're not calling us to get advice on how to ask him. You've probably already asked him and he's like, no, or
is what? He open to it?
Yeah.
He's not willing right now to buy one. My father can't believe that we don't already have one yet. You know, he believes also that once we have something worth protecting, you need to do what you can to keep it safe. And I want to know, I do want to know how to get my husband to agree with me and hopefully get a gun.
Are you saying to him, oh boy, like full disclosure, I did this exact thing. I got a gun when I had kids. You're just like, somebody breaks into my house, wants to steal my guitars. Have fun. I don't want you to, but like, have fun. Somebody breaks into my house and does anything in the vicinity of my children. You're not leaving.
Here's the question I want to ask Tiffany. Do you really feel, and I am not a gun owner myself, so I don't know the answer to this. Do you feel like if something was going down, your husband would have the time, the thought, the time really, to go get the gun, load it, all the things, and be ready to protect? Like, is that the best option?
I mean, assuming he would have it in a way that it would be accessible for him and not, you know, and something that he keeps on his mind.
I think that is always the fine line because you want it there ready to go quickly, but then the more ready to go it is, the more
unsafe.
Yeah, exactly. Like you don't like the safest place. Well, is in a safe in the garage or something. But like, it's not.
Do you want to hear the craziest thing in the world? Do you know where you should put your gun? This is insane.
In the kids' room.
In the kids' room.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Because your instinct, you put it in it like a gun safe, like a little fingerprint safe, the kids' room. Because you go, when something happens, you go running to your kids' room first to make sure they're safe. And that once you're in there, you need your tools in that room.
Right, but it cannot be accessible.
No, you don't just have it hanging from a mobile over their
That's
crib.
That's kind of how I pictured it.
You know, I mean, it's like,
I'm super uneducated on this, and I wonder if someday, while pregnant, hopefully in the future, not now, I'm going to wake up and be like, we need a gun.
I'm surprised. I'm not being facetious when I say this. I'm surprised the way you obsess about your dog that you don't already have one.
I wouldn't say there's not one in the home.
Okay.
I do not have
one. Okay.
Nor do I know where ours is.
Well, that's going to come in handy.
I don't want to know.
It's probably in, you know, yeah, it's in your room. You're the kid being fooled.
Let me give the phone number 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I would say here's the part that's ugly that I don't like, Tiffany. You've probably made it worse at this point by saying, my dad says you need to get a gun.
Yeah.
You just like ripped masculinity, or like
what's the man card is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any autonomy he has over this decision is gone because you're like, daddy said.
His decision?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But also, boys, settle. Get over it.
Okay. But what if she's pregnant and he wakes up one day and goes, I think we should have a gun? And she's like, I don't want a gun.
Then boys, settle. Listen to your wife.
Okay, see, that's not fair.
No.
You can't have it both ways.
I'm also really curious if other moms have felt this. If there's like kind of a moment when you go, and it flips.
Where you've been anti-gun kind of your whole life, and then all of a sudden you go, oh my God.
Or even just uncomfortable with them. Like, you know, there's a spectrum of gun ownership. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous, to be honest, because I think like my wife will, I'll still like find the back door unlocked. Or like I still have to do kind of the... The law. I mean, she's gotten way better, to give her credit, but I have to do the sweep.
Because
she's just a little, like, I mean, she's dealing with the kids all day, so they're in and out, and then she moves on, and it's kind of like, oh, that back door's got to lock that.
Huh.
And so I like that Tiffany's already, like, thinking ahead. My wife's going to kill me.
Yeah, I was like, you just dug yourself in a hole. I'm also shocked.
Okay. All right, so you want to know how to get your husband over this hump and go...
Yes.
And you can't, you don't want to go buy it. You want him to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I do. I want him to take care of this.
Why can't you do it?
Yeah, I was going to ask, why wouldn't you want to take classes as well?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm not going to do that while I'm pregnant, right. I don't think.
Yeah, you won't be blasting a gun on the range when you're...
Mm. Tiffany, you're pretty smart there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, but after the baby...
I know, and I guess it reads weird to be in Bass Pro Shops, like...
9 months
gun.
Pregnant.
Tiffany, hang on. I don't. Okay. We'll get you an answer. Like,
will we?
I think we will. Like, I think you asked the right question. I think there's other people who, in some part of their life, just decided, man, I'm switching my thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think how do you?
Is it one of those weird things? To me, it's like insurance, where it's like the best case scenario is that you never use it. You pay a bunch of money all your whole life and you never have to use it. That's correct. Best case. And same with the gun. It's like you don't need it until you might need it.
I mean, I pray I'll never use mine, but I have swept my house one time with it.
Really?
When I heard something in the middle of the night. And you're just, and like, it's just a really loud sound that had to be a person. And I'm like,
what was it?
A huge piece of art fell off the wall.
So?
But you're walking around going, oh my God, please don't make me do this. I don't want to do this.
How many holes did you put in the painting?
I didn't put any, but okay. Like,
it gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
It's crazy.
I've done the sweep of the house with a baseball bat.
Or a knife.
And it's a, but.
Knife is close contact. You don't want to be that close to the person who just broke into your house.
Yeah.
In baseball, I'm not playing for the Rockies. I don't know what I'm really.
Oh God. Yeah. All right, so how do we get Tiffany a firearm? I think it's really weird to go like, I just think it's unfair for her to go, we need a gun, go get it. It's like, then you go get it.
Well, we need a gun, go get it. By the way, it's because my dad thinks we need it.
Right.
It's tough. Especially if you've always been on the same page of not
being a gun person and now. Yeah. But
that's
this
why you
got to
be smart with it.
All right, how does Tiffany get her man to get armed? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is turning into somewhat of a heated topic here. Tiffany is pregnant. she's doing all the pregnant things, nesting and whatnot, but Mama Bear has kicked in and she wants a firearm in the house. And it's also, which is fine. You can go through, I mean, like, we're not even debating gun pro, not anti, but it's like, she's allowed to do that, but then she's like, you have to go buy it. She wants her husband to go buy it.
Yeah.
And she also said, my dad said you need to deal with this. So then there's just these layers where it's like emasculating to him.
And her husband is not comfortable with it.
Right.
You can't force someone to do that.
Yeah.
So the texts are coming in hot. And the calls are coming in hot. Patrick?
Yai.
What do you think?
I've been a firearm instructor for 13 years, and I'm telling you that is a mistake. I've seen every situation play out you can possibly imagine with going to college, babies, roommates, adoption, divorce. This is a bad idea. This is a very
instructor, and you're telling them not to get a gun.
I've had a firearm next to my bedside since I was 10 years old. My father was a firearm instructor. I'm a huge gun advocate. This is a horrible idea.
Why?
No good. Unless all adults that control the house are on board with the youth
and are going to take the classes.
It is extremely dangerous. Even if he caves and gives in, having that firearm in the house, no matter where you put it, no matter how locked up it is, if he's not on board and believes in this concept, this is what makes the news. This is why people freak out about guns. This is no good.
Because if he's not really into it, but then he goes and gets it, he's not handling it properly, he could misfire, intruder could shoot him with it.
He goes to show someone, he goes to pull it out and clean it. If he's not on board, take a few classes, do some research, go to the range. And I did this when I got married. If father-in-law is Rambo and all gunslinging, ready to rock, go to the range. It'll be a nice father-in-law, son-in-law. Have that kind of instruction. Have that kind of introduction.
Yeah.
But do not bring a firearm into the home until all adults that control the house are ready to go.
Wow. Well said, Patrick. Thank you for your advice. Danielle?
Yes.
Yai. What do you think?
I think this decision needs to be his decision because they are buying that gun for protection, and protection means you're going to be using it to kill somebody, and he's got to be in the right mental state to use it to know that that is what's going to happen. Otherwise, he's going to get them hurt.
So if he chooses no, then it just doesn't happen.
Unfortunately, correct.
Because I kind of get that.
If he's going to be the one that has to use it, he has to be the one mentally okay with knowing he's using it to kill somebody.
You can't save your husband. You have to do it. Right.
If you want to make that choice, she could make that choice.
Because then they'll kill you. Yep.
She can't force her husband to be like, I'm comfortable with that.
She wants to do it. Yeah, I agree totally. If she wants to do it and she's okay knowing that's what protection means, then she needs to get it. But if he is not 100% bought in on that, then he's just going to get them hurt by owning it.
Yeah.
But what about the bump in the night? It's like, honey, go check on it. And you're like, I don't want to. You go, I don't want to. Like, it's like, but yeah, I'm telling you to do it. I'm the wife and I'm telling you to go to do this.
And we do go.
Yeah. I mean, so is this where he doesn't want to, but
it would be
if your wife
best.
Really wants you to do it, do you have to suck it up and do it? Like, just like I'm just as scared when I hear the bump in the basement or whatever, but
the alternative, sending her, is worse.
Right. I'm not doing that.
I don't want to go,
right.
But I certainly don't want you to go.
And my kids just won't go, but...
My gosh.
How are they going now, though, without the kid? What happens today if she wasn't pregnant? What's happening when they hear that noise?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's why do you change it for having a child?
You just... Yeah. It's so hard to put your finger on, but like I was saying, if somebody broke in for my guitars, like I love my guitars. But
they're not your child.
This thing happens when it's your kid and it's like... I actually have something to live for. I have something to protect. And I'd do anything to like stop whatever's. But when you say, you know, you have to kill somebody, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
But if it's between them and my kids, yeah, they're toast.
Like, right. But you have to know that you have that mindset.
You know, I don't really like that conversation.
I know.
It makes me think someone's going to break it.
No, but I mean, TX said, the best case scenario, you'll never think about it ever again. But you should think about it. Mm-hmm. Firearms instructor dude is like, keep shooting it.
Yeah.
Just, Lance?
Yay.
What do you think?
No guns in the house with children ever. There's chances of accidents. You're not going to have a shootout with a bad guy in your house. It's just a no-brainer.
You don't want to have a shootout, but... like,
I feel like there are other ways. We can't jump from 0 to 100.
But if they have one,
someone suggested bear spray on text.
But you gotta be close. I'm telling you, I have bear spray at my house.
I don't want to be close to the bear. I better not be close to the person.
Dan.
Andon? Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should get a Byrna.
What's a Byrna? This feels like a knock.
It's a less lethal firearm.
Oh, okay.
Or I don't even know if it's considered a firearm, but it's a less lethal gun, basically.
Like a stun. Is it like a BB gun or something?
It has like really high pressure, and it can shoot kind of like BBs, but they're really hard pellets.
Sounds like a BB gun.
Best non-lethal self-defense products. Byrna.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys, I don't want to be this guy, but if somebody's on crack or whatever, like that's not going to hurt them.
Like on crack?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right. Like, why are they all crying?
The people who
now there's a bear.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.